This is a News.com newsflash.
A 55-year-old Pennsylvania woman is recovering in the hospital after a violent encounter with a protective mother bear. The animal has since been euthanized and her cubs may see the same fate, News.com has learned. At around 8:30 p.m. on Tuesday, March 5th, Leanne Galante was walking her dog in Butler Township when she noticed three bear cubs. Before she knew it, she was being forced to the ground by what she believed was the mother bear. She came up behind me and she pushed me down, and my face went smack right into our cement, Galante told local station KDKA-TV. Then she got me by the back of the head and she was pulling so hard on it I thought I was going to get scalped. She told the outlet she believed the bear was after her dog Smokey, who was able to get away. It was very terrifying, Galante said. I honestly didn't think I was going to make it. I couldn't believe this was happening. The woman was able to get away and run to safety and she was taken to a hospital for treatment. Dispatchers told KDKA her injuries were not life-threatening. A physician also reportedly told the outlet the victim had a fair amount of puncture wounds in her neck and arms, lacerations to her scalp and a broken nose. She was very, very powerful and very, very angry, Galante said of the bear. Wildlife officials were able to track down the bears, finding the mother and three cubs in a tree, according to the local station. Butler Township Police Chief John Hayes told another local station, WTV, that the attack was the first of its kind that he's seen in the area. I've been here over 40 years and it's never happened. We've never had anything like this, Chief Hayes said, adding that Galante was lucky to escape the bear's grasps. Instinct for the mother bear is to protect her cubs, he said. And I think it could have been a lot worse than it was. The mother bear was euthanized due to aggression and her babies were captured and tranquilized. It's kind of hard to tell whether one of them wasn't one that grabbed a hold of the victim also, so we may decide to euthanize those three also, just for the safety of the public, Wildlife Regional Director Jesse Bish told KDKA. If the cubs are not euthanized, they will be tagged and transferred to another remote area. They'll go at least 60, 70 miles from here and get released into more of a wilderness area. But I'm leaning more towards caution and probably euthanizing these cubs to test them for rabies just in case, Bish told Ruby. Black bears are found in large forested areas throughout the state, where the population is estimated at 18,000, according to the Pennsylvania Game Commission website.
Knowledge. Unfiltered. News.com.
News!
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.